الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فصل لربك وانحر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, my young friends, and mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is an eminent companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He says that once the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they inquired and they asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ma hadhihi al-adahi ya Rasulullah?" My brothers, these companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they have done such a great favor upon us by asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different occasions with regards to different things. If they did not ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much ulum and knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain hidden. But because Allah inspired them and they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were able to take out ulum, knowledge from the fountain of knowledge, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why ilm and knowledge, today we don't have value, because we have everything in our plate. The companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had so much value for ilm and knowledge. Like my respected Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Dorat Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he often says that if you study the seerah of the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they gave so much importance to knowledge and ilm. And in order to gain and acquire knowledge of one verse of the Quran or one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would travel hundreds of miles. And these people were great scholars. They had so many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew the tafsir of the Quran. But when they would find out that there is a mufassir in so and so locality, there is a muhaddith in so and so locality, and his chain of narration is more stronger than the chain of narration which I have. But because of that importance of ilm and knowledge, they would travel just for one hadith, go to that locality. It would take them few weeks, few months sometimes. They go there, acquire this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they return back to their own locality. Because they had to work for it. They exert effort. They had to exert so much energy in order to acquire this knowledge. They had to sit in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they acquire this knowledge in this manner. So this is a great favor upon us by the companions and sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even in this regard, the days of Hajj we are passing through. There are 3 months of Hajj: Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and Dhul-Hijjah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that these are Ashhurul Hajj, If a person was to come into ihram in the month of Shawwal, then this is permissible for him. In those days when people used to travel by camels, horses and by foot, it would take them 2-3 months to reach Makkah Mukarramah for Hajj. So they would leave their house in the month of Ramadan or right after the month of Ramadan. And before the Miqat, they would come into ihram in the month of Shawwal or in the month of Dhul-Qadah. And this was permissible for them. And also permissible for us. So these are great months, 3 Ashurul Hajj. Shawwal, Dhul-Qadah and Dhul-Hijjah. Currently we are passing through Dhul-Qadah. And inshallah, Dhul-Hijjah will begin in few days. And the first 10 days are extremely virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why our pious people, they fast in these 10 days. Especially on the day of Arafah. Because any good deed, any good action performed in these 10 days are extremely beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One action which is performed in these days, in 3 days of Dhul-Hijjah, is qurbani, slaughtering and sacrificing an animal. Qurbani. Qurbani is extremely virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qurbani is derived from the word qurban. And qurban is derived from qurb. Qurb means nearness, closeness. Meaning when a person sacrifices an animal for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gains the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gains the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioning with regards to qurbani, they asked, ma hadhihi al-adahi ya Rasulullah? What is this qurbani? What is this adahi, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he had so much love for his ummah, just as a kind, caring father, when he sits down to explain something to his child, to his children, he will make sure that he will adopt such a way to explain certain message, to convey certain message, that he makes sure that this message goes into the heart and mind of his child and his children. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more kind, more caring, more loving than our own father. So he had so much attachment with me and you that he adopted such a way in explaining this matter of qurbani. And he says, سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. This adahi and this qurbani is the sunnah of your father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Because when a person is reminded about a practice which was done by his father, his forefathers, automatically he has a lot of connection with it. This is why in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the mushrikeen, when they were told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that why do you worship these idols? They're not able to speak, they're not able to respond, they're not able to help you, they're not able to harm you. Why do you worship these idols? What did the answer they give? They gave this answer that we worship these idols because we found our forefathers worshipping them. So they had so much connection that despite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam being a prophet of that time, and they knew deep in their heart that this is a true prophet of Allah. And the book given to him is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is a book of Allah. But because they found their forefathers practicing on this path and they were worshipping idols, they did not want to believe the prophet of their time. And they rejected the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person has a lot of attachment. Even nowadays, people who are indulged in wrong and deviated actions in bid'at, when you try to explain to them, this is the answer you get, that we have seen our forefathers doing such an action for the past 200, 300, 400 years. So many people have been doing it, nobody said it's impermissible. Where did you take out this mas'ala today that this is impermissible? People have a lot of attachment. So this is the method Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses in this hadith. And he says to companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that this adahi and this qurbani, slaughtering an animal, is nothing new. It's not something which I initiated, I invented. This is a sunnah and a way of your father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So many virtues mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah is Look how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, this is his sunnah. Because he was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he slaughters his own son, Ismail alayhi salam. Ya bunayya, inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka fanzur madha tara. He sees in his dream that he is sacrificing Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam 3 days consecutively. He sees in his dream. He wakes up in the morning, third day, and he takes Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam and he says, come with me, we'll go somewhere. He takes his small child, Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, and he asks him, oh my beloved son, I have seen in my dream that I am slaughtering you. And it is my thought, my assumption that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an inspiration, this is wahy, divine revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because ru'ya al-anbiya wahyun. The dream of anbiya and prophets alayhi salatu wa salam is also wahy. So I have seen in my dream 3 days consecutively that I was slaughtering you, I was sacrificing you. What is your thought? What is your opinion? Because Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was also a son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. His tarbiyah and Islamic upbringing was done in a correct manner. So his mindset was Islamic and religious. So what is the answer he gave? He gave answer to his dad, Ya Abati, O my beloved father, if al ma tu'mar satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. You do as you have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah you will find me from those who bear patience. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he gave such a sacrifice. He was ready to slaughter his own son. My brothers, people have more love for their children than their own self. Sometimes a person says it as well, then I don't care what you do anything to me, don't do anything to my children. I don't mind what you say anything bad to me, don't say anything bad to my children. This is why my respected Shaykh Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he often says that once he was sitting with his Shaykh Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi in Haram, and he became very emotional and he said to his Shaykh, that can you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I pass away before you? My Shaykh said to his Shaykh, that can you make dua to Allah that I pass away before you? So I don't have to lift your janazah. Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, tears started to flow from his eyes. And he said, beta, you don't know how hard it is to lift the janazah of your own son. You don't know how hard it is to attend the funeral of your own son. Because a person has more attachment with his son than his own self. So don't tell me to make this dua, because I have a lot of love for you. So imagine Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ready to slaughter his own son. And Allah is so kind to us. In olden days when somebody decided to give a gift to a king in the form of gold, silver, gems, etc., then this person would present his gift to this king and he would touch it with his hands. And this was a gesture that king has accepted this gift. And this gift would be returned back to the giver. This gift would be returned back to the giver. Because the king knew that this gift, the person who's giving me, the giver is more in need of this gift than myself. Because I am a king, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with so many luxury, so many blessings. And the person who's giving me, he's not a king. He's more in need of this gift than myself. So he would give this gift back to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allama Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, after mentioning this example, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us that you slaughter an animal in the days of qurbani. And before the blood touches the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. Such a great qurbani, such a great virtuous act, commanded us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to carry out. But when we carry out this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this whole qurbani back to us, and the meat of this animal and even the skin is at our disposal. We can do whatever we want. It is mustahab to distribute this meat into three pieces, three parts. One part for the poor people, one part for the relatives, and one for oneself. But if somebody decides to keep the whole meat or the whole animal for himself, this is permissible for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is demanding something from us, the qurbani, slaughtering of an animal, and he is giving it back to us. Allah subhanahu, look at the generosity, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even in this case, Allah, the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam was to slaughter son, slaughter his child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not demanding that from us. That every year when the Eid al-Adha comes, you have to slaughter one of your child. He's not demanding that from us. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam slaughtered his own son. The reward he received in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you were to carry out this command of Allah and you slaughter an animal only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with the same reward he blessed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam for slaughtering his own son. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah knew that my servants are weak. Not everyone has a child. And not every person who has a child will be ready to slaughter and sacrifice his son. So Allah made this command easy for us. That you spend few dollars in the path of Allah. You buy an animal, you buy one portion of a big animal. You sacrifice an animal for me and I'll give you the same reward I gave Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Such a very virtuous act. That every person who is mature, who is sane, and who is muqeem, who is not a shari'i traveler, and he has wealth equivalent to approximately 612 grams of silver, $400 to $500. It is wajib for him to do qurbani in the days of qurbani. There are 3 days of qurbani, 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, 11th of Dhul-Hijjah, and 12th of Dhul-Hijjah. 10th is better than 11th, 11th is better than 12th. Until sunset, a person can give qurbani in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in these days, it's mustahab not to cut our nails. The person intending to do qurbani, he should not cut his nails from the first of Dhul-Hijjah. It's mustahab. He should not cut his hair from first of Dhul-Hijjah. This is to resemble in some way with the hujjaj and the people who are gone to Makkah Mukarramah to perform hajj and pilgrimage. Because not every person can go to a hajj. $10,000, $11,000. Not everybody can afford it. But we can display some sort of similarity with the people who are performing hajj and who have gone to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is hope from the mercy of Allah that through this similarity of hujjaj, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also enshroud us with His mercy. So let us carry out this obligation of qurbani. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith, that ma amila ibn adam min amalin yawm an-nahri ahabba ila Allah min ihraq ad-dam. That on the day of Eid, there is no action more dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than shedding blood of a qurbani animal. No other action, performing salah, giving money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they think that this act of qurbani is useless because you waste so much meat. Instead, you should help poor people, you should help your relatives, spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend money on others. Why do you waste money? You buy an animal and you sacrifice this animal. It's harmful for the economy. My brothers, this is incorrect. This is incorrect methodology and ideology. Because we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do certain action in 3 days of qurbani, then we will have to carry out that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody decides that it is time for Dhuhr Salah, it is time for Jummah Salah, but I like to go to a place where a lot of poor people live and I will go door to door and I will help them. And I will not perform Dhuhr Salah or Jummah Salah. This person will be punished on the Day of Judgment. Because at this time, you are commanded, you are expected to carry out Jummah Salah or you are expected to carry out Dhuhr Salah. Yes, you will be rewarded for spending in the path of Allah helping poor people. But every time, different times have different actions. We need to look at the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us do qurbani in the days of qurbani if it is wajib. And even if it's not wajib, we should still do qurbani and give this sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We claim to love Allah, we claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to performing salah, giving zakat, spending in the path of Allah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikrullah, we are very punctual. And we say, I have a lot of love for Allah, I have a lot of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have a lot of love for Islam. But when it comes to spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become stingy. We become stingy. There was one Bedouin who was sitting there in distress and he's crying. And a person was passing by. He said to him that, why are you crying? He had one bag full of bread. So he was crying. The person asked him, why are you crying? He said, I have this dog and he's hungry. And I have nothing to feed him. He said that you have a bag full of bread. You can take out at least one bread and feed it to this dog. He said that, yes, I have a lot of love for this dog. And it's hungry. I want to feed this dog. But my love hasn't reached that level that I spend money to buy this bread, so I feed this dog this bread. Instead, my love is only that much for this dog that I shed some tears for him. So this is the case with me and you. We claim to love Allah. We claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But my brothers, in reality, our love, our attachment, our connection with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not reached the level where Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam would like to see. So let us work on this and let us go with this message that inshallah we'll do qurbani in the days of qurbani and we'll try to carry out as many good deeds as possible in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and especially on the day of Arafah, try to fast inshallah. You'll be of great benefit inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me and all of you the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.